So some big news then, guys, as regards the naming of the Abbey Stadium, and another step in terms of the scope of what you're doing and being part of Cambridge and getting involved with all sorts of different companies and different groups.
I think that's the main thing. We're, over the last few years, with AstraZeneca and Elms and all the other companies that are supporting us, we're actually now being seen as something that people want to support, not just because of the football, but of course of the work we do in the community.
And we've seen that with the main stand being renamed as the Mundy Pharma stand. We've seen that with various different deals in terms of the academy, some of your community work as well. And I imagine it's hard work, isn't it, getting all of these deals done? You're obviously meeting a lot of people and impressing a lot of people.
Yeah. The work that Jez and Liz and the commercial team, business development team have done has been absolutely fantastic. But also they can see that we mean what we're doing. And it's not just about come along and join us and give us some money. It's about what they can do to help us and help them develop their businesses.
And we've seen this transition, haven't we, where with the best will in the world a few years back, for whatever reason, the Cambridge United brand wasn't necessarily a brand people wanted to be associated with. But now it seems that increasingly we're getting bigger and bigger international level companies who are looking at Cambridge United and thinking, yeah, we're really impressed with what's going on.
Yeah, and I think Dave's right. People see what you do as much as what you say you're going to do. And without a doubt, the club was in a very difficult period when it was in the conference, and you know, even the early years of being in the conference, you know, perhaps the reputation of the club wasn't as good as it could have been, and we've done a lot of work, we feel, over the last few years to repair that. And then the real catalyst has been promotion back to the Football League. The Manchester United game helped because it gave us some profile and accelerated a process, but really I think Dave's spot on. It's the work that we're doing in the community, and the fact that the business community of Cambridge can see that it's a football club worth supporting for the greater good of the city, not just our fan base.
Now, clearly, renaming a stand or taking sponsorship for the dugouts is one way of making money. When it comes to renaming the stadium, it's slightly more difficult. There are bigger issues involved. Obviously, there's the emotional attachment to the Abbey Stadium name. Does that mean it's something that I guess you always have to think long and hard about?
You do, and I've been going for 50 years and it's had several names in that time, but I've always known it as the Abbey, and so you'll never take that away. But the Abbey name won't be lost. We're looking at what we can do with other parts of the ground to keep the Abbey name alive.
And I think we understand and empathise with the sensitivities, Pete, but equally football clubs have a finite amount of commercial opportunities to involve companies with, and you know, this is a fantastic deal for the football club, and it's the way that we can continue to drive the club forward. You know, we want to make sure that everything we do on the pitch is sustainable, and therefore we need to continue to grow the financial base of the club and make sure we're really strong financially, and partnerships of this nature certainly do help that. And the key part to this deal is the type of company that we're involved with, and the people involved with that company are also big supporters of the football club, and the deal's been structured in a way that gives us some flexibility, but is a really good financial deal for the club as well.
Yeah, and the great thing is they are, the two Michaels who come along to every game are great supporters, and they wanted to do something to help the club move forward, and this was a great way of doing it.
Yeah, that certainly seems to be a case of a lot of the sponsors and a lot of the different deals that you've done are people that genuinely come to games on a regular basis. I'm sure this is an ongoing process in terms of getting out there and doing these deals. How much scope do you feel you've still got to take this even further? Clearly, you've come a long way from where you were in the conference, but is there still a lot more you can do to get out there and to make Cambridge United a bigger deal and to strike even bigger deals?
I think so. It's there's obviously a limit to the number of stands that you can sell. I think when people see the work that we do in the soccer schools, and so, you know, with Elm sponsoring them, and you get the various companies that can look at different things that we do as within the club, and so with the ladies team and all the other various things, that people can see that there is a benefit to their business because they're showing that they are involved deeply with the club.
Yeah, and I think that there's obviously a business element to this, that, you know, companies want the involvement and the attachment of the name and an association with a brand that now is well thought of in Cambridge and has a big outreach. And then there's the fact that they believe in what we're doing, as Dave says, and certainly for the likes of Mundi Pharma and AstraZeneca, to attach themselves to some of the community work we do is really important for the ethos of their business. So I think if you continue to try and do the right things off the pitch, and we continue to grow the fan base as a byproduct of that work, we'll also continue to grow the portfolio of sponsors that we have involved with the club. And you know, the defining factor for the club in the next 12 to 18 months, this is probably for another day, is going to be the stadium redevelopment. But at this stage, we're trying to do everything we can to maximise the revenue for the club, but in the right way with the right type of companies.